tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. An end to AIDS. Is it imminent? The United Nations reports remarkable progress in containing the virus that causes AIDS. The UN's goal is to end the pandemic by 2030. VOA's Carol Pearson spoke to one of the world's leading scientists about whether this can be done.
Dr. Anthony Fauci has been working to end the AIDS pandemic since the 1980s, when having HIV, the virus that causes AIDS, was a death sentence. Now people with HIV can have a normal lifespan. Fauci is a world-renowned doctor at the U.S. National Institutes of Health. He says we have the tools right now to end AIDS.
What I mean is that we have extraordinarily effective drugs. But recently, those drugs have been shown not only to save the lives of the people who take the drugs, but also to bring the level of virus so low that it makes it virtually impossible for that person to transmit the virus to someone else.
UNAIDS reports that 21 million HIV-positive people are on treatment. Carol Pearson, VOA News, Washington.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman has condemned the attack on a mosque in Egypt's Sinai Peninsula. University of San Francisco Middle East scholar Stephen Zunes says Middle Eastern countries have borne the brunt of terrorist attacks.
The problem, of course, is that Saudi Arabia has its own political agenda, as with other nations. You know, fighting terrorism, while certainly a legitimate cause, has been used to advance more narrow interest.
There is yet no claim of responsibility for the mosque attack that left more than 300 worshippers dead. This is VOA News.